This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, January 28th. God's word to you today is flow with God. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers 13, verse 30, from the King James Version, and it says, "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.' Bring it on. Let the streams flow. Let the waters flow, but bring it on." There was a time in the history of the nation of Israel that God told them to go and take possession of their promised land, the same land that had been promised 430 years before then. God said, "Choose 12 spies and let them go and spy the land." The purpose of the spying of the land was to show them that the land they were going into was a land that was actually flowing with milk and honey. But the 12 spies went to the land, saw the milk and the honey, and they also saw the giants. When the spies came back, 10 of them focused their report exclusively on the giants, but 2 of them had a different report, Caleb and Joshua. Caleb and Joshua said, "Even though there are giants in the land, we are able to go up and take the mountain and possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on the way to hinder, God will surely give us victory." That was probably the song they were singing. Caleb stilled the whole congregation and said, "Listen, yes, there are giants, but they are bread for us. This land is filled with milk and honey." But because the majority had the louder voice, they practically drowned the positive report in the hearts of the children of Israel. So the children of Israel did not listen to Caleb and Joshua. Instead, they became discouraged, despondent, and sad. God brought us out of Egypt to give us over to the giants to kill us. Really, God said that entire generation would not enter the promised land. One of the challenges of walking with God is, God expects us to align, whether it makes sense or not. I said challenge because it should be a no-brainer. If God says enter, even though there are giants, what should we do? We should enter. But most times, the challenge is our brains begin to work. How can this happen? How can God deliver this land to us? That entire generation did not see the promised land, including their leader Moses, even though he was for a different reason. God could easily have kept those people in the wilderness and let Caleb and Joshua go in with the children. That would have been simpler. But God is the Ancient of Days. He does not grow old. He can wait out anybody and any situation. God waited them out, and they all died one by one, except for Caleb and Joshua. After that generation had died, they took the land. The tribe of Reuben, Dan, and half the tribe of Manasseh stayed on the east side of Jordan. 9.5 tribes, for the next 5 years, were taking over cities, taking over houses they did not build, taking over vineyards they did not plant, taking over wells they did not dig. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will take over houses you did not build, vineyards that you did not plant, and wells you did not dig. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me flow with God, and help me align, whether it makes sense or not. Help me not miss my window of response. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.